SBS Radio.
At 48 years old, Amy Coney Barrett will be the youngest justice on the United States Supreme Court if confirmed by the Republican-controlled Senate. In a system where the role is held for life, her youth could mean she influences American society for many decades to come. The conservative judge has been selected by President Donald Trump just weeks before the US election, following the death of progressive Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Mr. Trump says Ms. Barrett has one of the best legal intellects in the country.
Today it is my honor to nominate one of our nation's most brilliant and gifted legal minds to the Supreme Court. She is a woman of unparalleled achievement, towering intellect, sterling credentials, and unyielding loyalty to the Constitution, Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
The nomination sets up an enormous political battle in the shadow of November's presidential election. Ms. Barrett must be confirmed by the US Senate, but Mr. Trump's political opponents say any Supreme Court confirmations should wait until after the result of the presidential election is known. US Democratic Party leader Chuck Schumer has condemned the nomination, saying Judge Barrett's ascension would put at risk issues such as healthcare, labor rights, and LGBTQ plus and women's rights.
The American people should make no mistake about it. A vote for Judge Barrett is a vote to take away health care and its protections for over 130 million Americans who now have protections against pre-existing conditions, for over 40 million Americans who pay less for their drugs on Medicare, for close to 10 million Americans who will lose their health care altogether. A vote for Amy Coney Barrett is a dagger aimed at the heart of the health care protections Americans so desperately need and want.
Justice Barrett is a devoutly religious mother of seven and has previously taken positions indicating she's pro-gun rights, anti-immigration, against abortions, and critical of the Obamacare health law. She became a top student at Notre Dame Law School in Indiana, and early on in her career, she worked for renowned conservative Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Ms. Barrett says if she's confirmed, she would work for all Americans.
I would not assume that role for the sake of those in my own circle, and certainly not for my own sake. I would assume this role to serve you. I would discharge the judicial oath, which requires me to administer justice without respect to persons, do equal right to the poor and rich, and faithfully and impartially discharge my duties under the United States Constitution.
Republican senators are lining up for a swift confirmation of Judge Barrett ahead of the election on the 3rd of November as they aim to lock in conservative gains in the federal judiciary before a potential transition of power. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.